you're going to become intellectually grounded. You'll start to see things instead of just, you know, nice chidushim. I try to teach you the reality. You know what it's all about, okay? Megillas Esther, as I've told you in the past, is a complicated story because the script of it has nothing to do with the story. The script of the story has nothing to do with the story. Okay. If you would pay attention to the Gemaras on the story, you'd realize it's a completely different story. The text of it was strung together and pieced together by the Chacham events that took place over 13 years. The real story behind the Megillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was from above orchestrating the entire thing, and this is what we call Nes Teva, a Nes in nature.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
So it says in the Gemara that a lot of things were actual, right? And that's not really Teva, that kind of breaks it.
Okay, so let me explain to you. There's a very interesting Ramban. Ramban says, HaMalach HaGoel Oti Mikol Ra, the angel who saves me from all bad. You remember the, everybody knows this. HaMalach HaGoel Oti Mikol Ra. Oh, don't sing it. The Malach's going to run away. Yeah, HaMalach HaGoel. That's how you say, Leslie, how you sing it?
Yeah.
Let me hear it. Stop.
Rabbi, who sings that song?
Bad Auditions.
I don't know. Okay, Bad Auditions.
No, sorry, who sings that song?
Hold on. It's not for now. I can tell you, but it's really good. The first one was by Dvekas, and the second one was by, what's his name? By Baruch Levine. Okay, really? So yeah, listen carefully. Yes. So the point being, you hear it? The point being, HaMalach HaGoel. Yaakov is talking about a malach that's redeeming him. It's Hashem that's redeeming him. What's he talking about? There's an angel that redeems him? It's good? We're good? Yeah? It's an angel because it turned dark. So I don't know. Oh, yeah, the angel's redeeming him? Ramban explains that Hashem has two paths, drachim, how he runs the world. Open, then it's Hashem. But when he sends, and it's teva, nature, it's called malach. Because everything in this world that does Hashem's service is malach. The world and events and properties that happen in this world is Hashem, because now the world became a malach to do his ratzon.
Malach is nature.
Nature. And what's the point? You walk in the street, how come you didn't fall? How come a car just... That's malach, the world. That's nature.
That's what means he's malach.
So it's Hashem.
Ha malach. Again, when Hashem openly comes and splits the sea, that's Hashem. Hashem hu Elokim. When things happen, and because of that, you get saved or whatever else, that's malach, because the world that's doing Hashem's to bring out this scenario is a malach.
It's like a messenger. There's a higher level, lower. The highest level would be.
Yeah, they're both Hashem. You understand?
Hashem,
so HaMalach HaGoel Oti Mikol Ra, the Malach that saves me, protects me from all bad that will come, is really what? Hashem sailing with his hand? No, it's the Malach. It's nature, but it's Hashem, because it's the nature doing Hashem's want. The Malach is nature that's doing Hashem's ratzon. It's called Malach. That's what the Ramban says clearly. It's an open and clear Ramban. And you know where the Ramban says it? He says it by HaMalach HaGoel, but that's not where he says it, actually. He says it that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Sichon, Hashem sent a Malach to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, and therefore the Jews now want to come to your country to pass by. Could you let us pass? Malach, Hashem sent a Malach. What kind of Malach did Hashem send? So some of us learn he's referring to himself.
Wow.
But he doesn't want to say me. So he says Malach, Hashem sent the representative.
Wow.
Ramban says the Malach means because Hashem, in this world, everything that happens is messengery from Hashem's Ratzon. So when we talk about a malach doing something, it means Hashem's ratzon is happening. That's really what we're saying.
So it's like Hashem is sending a malach to do it for you, but it's not...
It's that it, the fact that this tree is growing fruit with Hashem's want, so the tree is like a malach now. That's the concept of malach. Hamalach
ha-goel. Yaakov said Hamalach ha-goel. He was saying a human being?
Okay. Hamalach means he's walking and Esav somehow disappears. How did that happen? So we have an explanation to it. Esav and the people and his people ran away from him. What was that really? It was happened because Hashem wanted it to happen.
The people become the malach.
So everything in this world becomes malach of Hashem. It's dictated by Hashem's ratzon. Hashem's ratzon is called malach.
So all this that exists in the world is because Hashem dictates.
Correct.
The malach.
Correct.
Malach says,
correct. There are malachim here to bother me. Why? Because Hashem... I don't mean the ones sitting in front. I mean the ones that just left. I'm just kidding. Anyways, you hear?
So we turn into malachim.
That's right.
So what about the real angel malachim?
So the question is, what is that really all about? Now, you're really, I know, because this interests you more than it interests me. I have no interest in all this conversation. All right. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. There's different types of malachim, all right? There's malachim, osei ritzono. And then there's malachim, which is pamali shalmalo, which means that Hashem's...
Right hand. They have like categories,
like the Satan
would be one example. That gives Shira to Hashem. It's, you know, in every, I guess this is the best way to say it, in every melucha, in every kingdom, you have different types of servants, and that's the malachim. You have servants who just sit around the king and say, yes, king, oh Lord, the king, yes, the king.
Chayot HaKodesh?
That's Chayot HaKodesh. That's something else. It's a whole different level of Chayot, yes.
When Hashem sends Avraham malachim, is this between his nature?
Good question. Don't know the answer. Complicated. Yes, it's a big discussion. Was there physically malachim that he saw? All right. You know, there's an interesting, I think maybe even a Rambam, I don't remember exactly which Rishon says it. The story of malachim never happened. The story of Malachim was a dream by Avraham Avinu.
No.
What?
Wow.
I don't believe it. It's in the Torah.
It's
like so far.
Nonsense. So why did it have three separate names?
What's wrong? Each one doing the will in a different area.
That's very far-fetched.
Well, maybe it's just Avram's heart reflecting.
Or maybe it was just all of his heart.
Generally, Avram had a dream.
Huh?
It doesn't make sense. It can be all in a sense.
Okay, so listen what we're going to do. Listen what we're going to do. I see that you guys are flabbergasted. You hear? No, I'm giving them good mussar now. I'm hitting them over the head. This is the good part of the shit.
Restart it.
Huh?
Restart and retitle it.
No. Well, I mean, mussar for the bachim, you retitle it in a special.
No, I was saying for the malachim, you have.
No, this is the same idea. This is, let me explain to you. This is a complicated issue that I would prefer. Giving and what do we call it, a special cheer for this. This is something that needs more time than just 5 minutes in the middle of a Megillah share. To understand this, it's big mikubalim are busy with this. This is not... When you say malachim, you have no idea, guys, what you're talking about. And I don't mean it big because you really there's no way for you to know. There are great people who try to understand the different levels of what you see and what you don't see. What's called a malach, you know? There's malachim, there's srafim, chayot hakodesh, different groups. I am not ready to, I mean, for you to teach it to you right now. It's not that important. Let's ground ourselves. Mechatzar ginat bitan ha melech. All right, let's go back to it. That's the point. Okay. Yeah, stopped it?
Should I?
Yeah. Give me a sec. Let me just close the thing because we never know what's going to...